All right, folks, we're back better than ever. Well, sort of better than ever. We do have a WD for this episode. If you guys listened last week, obviously Tom's not here. He's on his little getaway weekend to see his brother golfing. But we do have our man Vince. How are we doing, Vince?
I am doing pretty well. It is Saturday here, and that was a good introduction because I was all set to go yesterday, and I found it a little bit comical. You know, Tom's guy, Tiger Woods, got a little bellyache. He had to withdraw. And then Tom is lost somewhere in Florida, not on the podcast. And then you and I were ready to go. Your guy, Spieth, got disqualified. And then what? I mean, we were seconds from going live. What happened in your house?
Yeah. So I'm glad you brought that stuff up. I was going to talk about that a little bit in the later after we talk about waste management recap. But yeah, not a good Friday. We're throwing off our little stick, right? We're this is Saturday night, out in the garage, freezing as usual, but we're all good. Yeah, right about to jump on last night. My phone rings. It's Katie calling from the inside. She's like, "You got to get in now." I'm like, "Oh shit, get in there." And it's nothing but puke all in the hallway and in the bathroom. So, unlike Tom, you know, having a nice dinner, getting there to golf with his brother, enjoying his little freedom before the third kid comes, I get it. I was on my hands and knees cleaning puke last night. So, but you always feel bad for your kid. And everybody that has kids knows you feel helpless when your child pukes because it's not fun. It's not fun as an adult. You know, it's not fun as a kid. So, but he's back
for sure.
Better. So, but yeah, it was a little chaotic last night. But yeah, we did. This weekend's, you know, events kind of, I kind of feel like I don't even want to watch it. Cantlay's running away with it, but we'll get into that. Let's just jump into, let's recap the waste management. What did you think of it? How'd you feel about the winner? Did you watch the playoff? Did you watch the Super Bowl instead? Tell me about it.
I did. I was, you know, a little bit more with the Super Bowl once that was on there, but was kind of keeping an eye on the playoff. I did want Charlie Hoffman to win. I know the pride and joy of Canada, Nick Taylor, you know, the whole country was rooting for him. But I just like Hoffman. Like, this is one of those seems like, you know, journeyman, older guy like me, you know, wears a flat brim hat once in a while, trying to stay cool and like relevant. But what did you think?
It was great. I sat there and had because Nolan wanted to watch the Super Bowl, which I thought was awesome. So we had a Super Bowl on, but I was sitting there with it on my phone, watching it, paying attention to it. But it kind of threw me off when you see Hoffman there with his back brace on.
Yeah,
right. Warming up. I'm like, oh, shit, is he going to be ready to go? Like, and he even walked to the first the tee box with it on, didn't he, if I remember right? So for the first playoff, but
it's hard to get old, Robert. It's tough.
Yeah, it does suck getting older. We all know that. But yeah, it was, I enjoyed it. Like I think I paid more attention to that than I did the Super Bowl for the first couple of minutes because like Taylor's freaking putter, dude. Like that's gotta be an awesome feeling when you could sit there and know that you're going to make everything to the point where you could just like walk stuff in, throw your putter down. It's just the play, he deserved it because he played good all weekend. The whole tournament, he was awesome. Yeah, kind of would have wished seen Hoffman win it too, but it was nice to see Taylor win it. I love the celebration. I think it's great. I find it funny that Hoffman tried to ask to get in this week as Genesis, the Tiger, and he said he had to play in to get in, and he got in. So that was good. But all in all, another great year. How did you feel about – what is your take? I know it's been a week now, probably when people hear this, but and everybody talked about it, but what's your take on the crowds? Like, what do you – how did you feel about it after Sunday?
So, you know, for 1 week a year, I don't mind like the yelling and screaming. Like, you can't be like rude, like yelling at golfers, like just rude stuff. Like, you know, if you like don't like University of Iowa and you want to say like Hawkeyes stink or like, you know, you have no offense, like to Zach Johnson, like that. But like, don't be like rude about things. Definitely, I don't think you should be like making noises in like backswings. Now, there's noises going around like all the time. But right. If you're like on that hole right behind, like you cannot be making noises. Now, myself, well, probably you included, like just with some of the characters that we golf with, like you could have an army going on in the background, like, and it's not going to faze me. I'm just used to all the, you know, shenanigans of, you know, Bobby cracking a beer over there and like chuckling like the middle of your backswing. You're just like tougher than that. But I just feel like it is getting to the point where it's like a little too far. And I don't know if you read, but I saw a little statement by the Waste Management and the Thunderbirds wanting to, like, you know, take a look at things. They weren't like real specific about it, but we know what it was.
Sure.
And people are just like beyond hammered. And one of the things that I enjoy most is, like, I love seeing like drunk people run and fall. Like, I watched some of those tweets over and over again, and it was like, where are your buddies? Because I feel like, you know, we've all been like, you know, at that point where it's like, you know, it's your turn to go out and have a good time. And then you got that like calm, you know, hand on your shoulder and say, hey, it's enough. You know, we're going to put the animal back in the cage. You go back to bed. We're like, where are some of these people? Shoes and the sunglasses and like walk socks. Like, where are your friends?
Yeah. Where's your buddy system when that happens? You know, I kind of. I'm going to be sound like an old man, but I was at my limit with, like, you know, it's bad when Spieth is saying what the fuck, right, to the crowd. You know, it's bad when, you know, they got to stop beer sales. You know, it's bad when there's fights breaking out in the holes. I mean, people pissing themselves, like, or pissing behind people, like, in the crowds. It's like, enough's enough. And I did read yesterday, or was it yesterday or Thursday? Did you see that they're going to potentially to try to, you know, limit this next year, is they're going to raise the ticket prices to like $550?
You know, I feel like, you know, what about like the families that like live in like the area, like to go to the golf tournament, $50, and see, you know, how, and I'm sure people will drink like beforehand, but like working at Wrigley Field, I like definitely see that, you know, people do not have seven or eight beers anymore. They may have like one or two or three before they come in, but then during the game, like when they cost $13-$15, they're taking it somewhat easy.
Yeah.
And of course, there's probably like, you know, a few exceptions, but they definitely need to do something, just because, you know, I think they kind of create some of this stuff, you know, from filming the people like running in to the stadium and like people getting trampled there. And like, it, again, it is kind of comical to watch when you're on the outside there. But yeah, they need to rein things in a little bit, which is always difficult to do. Like, it's easy to let things go, but it's harder to get things back in.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be interesting to see what happens, because ultimately the players have that power too, right? You know, you had Andy and Brandon talking about on Shotgun Start, like, if you think about it, they have all the power. They don't have to come back next year and play if they don't want.
Oh yeah, for sure. Right, yeah, right.
You know, it's like, so don't ruin a good thing, right? Just, you. I get it. Go party, have a great time, Super Bowl weekend. Mm-hmm. But like, come on, this is, I don't know. I'm sounding like an old man, but we'll move on.
And so, like, maybe they have like, you know, take a book out of live or something, where like you have an area kind of like on the premises, but like tucked in the corner, like a beer garden almost, where like, If you're done watching golf, and like, and I like when they're on the par three and like yelling afterwards.
Sure.
But like,
yeah, I mean, 16 bars, is like, different.
Right.
16,
you know, maybe different. If people, you know, go too far, they take them off into that corner. Here, you're going to spend the rest of the day here. Your ears are flowing, but you're not coming back on the course.
Right. Yeah. I mean, 16 is a different animal. Like, I get it. Do it in 16. Just don't take it outside 16. Like,
right, I agree.
I mean, the fighting was just absolutely dumb. Absolutely dumb. But let's move on. What do you think so far of the Riv?
Cantlay. He played pretty well the first 2 days. I think just one under par today. Well, my main man, Will Zalatoris.
Oh, yeah.
Par, so I was pretty pumped up. And, like, you'll be amazed that, it said Shelly's out of town, and like we have been busy, but just, you know, kind of catching a little bit of golf like here and there, doing the household chores. I'll just put the golf on and then do everything and keep, you know, put the TV as loud as I want to.
Yeah.
You know, keep it outside for part of the day, and I was able to watch a decent amount of it. So it is good to watch Willie Z. I thought Cantlay was kind of, you know, going to run away with it a little bit there, but only one under today has kind of brought people back in.
Yeah, I love this tournament. This is a great tournament. The course is beautiful. I love watching guys play it. I think it's a great track. And I go out of my way to make sure that I have it on in the background, at least so I can listen to it, whether it's the ESPN Plus or the Golf Channel coverage or CBS. Either way, it's been great. Sucks that the whole Jordan Spieth thing happened. I just you see everybody at Twitter talking about it. It's like, is it a dumb rule? You know, you don't see people having to keep track of what basketball, football, but you know, it kind of ties into our top three, but like, I don't know. I don't know if they should be disqualified. I could see like a 2-stroke penalty or something like that. You know, it was interesting. And
playing competitive golf, you have as well. Like you sit down, like you check your scorecard with each other. Even I know, I forget where we played. It was someone that we were brand new to playing with. Like we sat down in the clubhouse, like we went through the whole each other. And we're the one guy like, here, you signed mine. And like, we haven't signed anything in a while, but it was kind of cool, you know, to sit down and do that. And I agree. Disqualification, no. Stroke penalty or two, yes.
Yeah, but your boy, Louis Z, making that hole in one, that was awesome. That was great to see. I'm more happy for the caddy than I am for him, though, because I think that's awesome that they get the car as well. It is funny that he gets the better car than the caddy, but obviously he's the one that made the hole in one, so I get it. How'd you feel about Tiger?
I mean, I wish, like, I don't know, like, how sick is he? Like, did he have, like, a bad pickle on his In-N-Out burger or something? Right. Or some juice that kind of got him all, like, shaken up and, like, had the squirts? Or, like, what is it? Like, we're like, you know, gut it out, Tiger. You know, if you were ready to go, like, let's gut it out. And, you know, it'd be good for TV. You know, Tiger guts it out with stomach flu and, like, makes... We do see him back. I just hope the time's okay. You know, he was putting a lot into this Tiger, you know, hurting everything. And we have not heard from him today. It is Saturday. He gave a exclamation emoji to something on Friday. And normally Tom will send like a meme or something throughout the day just to check in, and have not heard from him.
Yeah, you know, this is usually what happens when he does his trip. So I can't blame him. He puts the phone away. He just wants to enjoy his time. You know, I totally get that. I hope he's playing good. I hope he's beating PJ. I hope he's winning some money. But it'd be kind of funny if PJ did come back and win. I'd love that, too. Hopefully his shoulders hold it up. But as far as Tiger goes, because it looked like it was like more of like back issues earlier yesterday, like when they were showing him, and then when he got carted off, because I saw it in real time when he was carted off, I was like, oh crap, is his back again? But you know, then they had the paramedics and stuff like that, but obviously he's saying it's the flu, but hopefully he gets back, bounces back. But yeah, that was, I think that and the whole speed thing was like, you know, a momentum shift for that, which kind of stinks, but hopefully it ends up being a good tournament. Cantlay doesn't, you know, win it, because I can do without that, to be honest with you.
I would agree with you, but I did win my I placed my first golf bet of the year. It was Patrick Cantlay to whoop up on Justin Thomas in round one and two, and they both happened. So I got what I needed out of him. But Willie Z tomorrow, folks. Willie Z. Well, you're going to see this on Monday, but hopefully Willie Z be the champion.
So you think you're taking him as a betting, or you're hoping to see it?
You know what? I will take a look at the odds here in the morning and see. I mean, it may be worth something just to have a little bit on it, you know, make it a little more interesting as you're watching tomorrow. So I would have to see what the odds are. I'm going to go with BetMGM. Well, really, for a win, you could bet whoever you want to, like whoever has the best number.
And I know we're a golf podcast, but did you bet some soccer this morning or overnight soccer?
Well, you know what? Rocco had a 4 or 5 leg overs in soccer. And like the first game was at like 5 a.m., which I'm going to be up anyway. So I did place it and it lost. And then I did a basketball parlay a little later in the day. And one of the teams I kind of liked earlier in the year, South Carolina, blew it. They blew the parlay, but I placed two straight NCAA bets and they both won. So here's my piece of advice, folks. Straight bets build bankrolls, parlays build casinos. Right. So keep that in mind. You know, you throw down that $20 and it brings back like $10,000. There's a reason why. Reason why it loses.
And how did we end Super Bowl? We do anything
betting? You know what? I picked the Chiefs to win. That came in. I teaser the Chiefs like +8. And I took the total down and then the over and then that one. But my touchdown props all lost. Travis Kelce touchdown lost. See, I mean, I was mad too. Like, I want to go and yell at Andy Reid a little bit. Why is this big fella? And then I had George Kittle for a touchdown and over his yards. He was like non-existent.
Terrible game.
I had Christian McCaffrey for two touchdowns. He had one. He should have had the other. Right. Like one is minus like 200. So it's kind of pointless. So you get two. It was plus money. But so I think I was down a little bit, but I was up for the year, which is good. So we got, you know, some decent money for golf and cards and everything. So we're happy.
Well, that's all. That's what I like to hear. I think this is the first year I didn't hit a single thing for Super Bowl. Strip cards, squares, anything. Nothing. It was depressing a little bit.
It always hurts.
It does hurt.
Whose idea was it to even get a strip card going? Like, those are like carnival games. Like, those are for people that like are unaware of what's going on to make a good bet. You just got to, you know, put your eyes on, you know, line 4 or 7.
Right.
Which were gone, but they didn't win either.
So. Yeah, they didn't win either. Just the Costello sisters won. All right, let's get back to golf. There's a little football segment for everybody. This next topic, I really want to wait for Tom to see his impression, but I'm assuming he's on our board. What did you think of Sunday Red? What did you think of that? I know you're a fashionable guy. I know you're a very fashionable guy, so I need to get your opinion on this.
I am, and it was like this little tag they had at the bottom of the buttons. Like, are you serious? This is one of the greatest golfers of all time. Whether you like him or you don't, like, he should, like, you look sharp, you play sharp. It was ridiculous. And people say it looked like the Slazenger logo, like, which it did. Like, something from Nemo as well, or something from that, like, Bonefish Grill logo. Like, it's terrible. And like, what does it mean? Sunday Red? Like, who thought of that? Like, they should have been fired, but instead their idea came to fruition and is on Tiger's clothes. I mean, that's probably, he was looking at it and probably got a stomach ache from it. What do you think? You are a graphic designer.
So yeah, it was hard. Like, I mean, I'm not the biggest Tiger fan. Obviously everybody knows this, but it's just like, you know, people sit there and make fun of like Under Armour and what they put Jordan Spieth in, or Adidas and what they put Xavier in and stuff like that. But my God, like, why would you approve that? Why? I've never in my life thought, hey, let's put the emblem right below the buttons, or let's put it straight across on the pants or stuff. It was just, and I don't know who's going to buy it. I would love to see the price point on this stuff too, to be honest with you. I like the color scheme. I'll give him that. Like, what he was wearing Thursday, great. You know, all that stuff. But I guess it's just logo placement really bugged the crap out of me. And, like, even the golf shoes, they were just a little much. And the hat is just plain and simple, which is fine. I get it. But that logo has got to – that's got to go. And I was kind of taken aback about what – did they ask him in his Thursday press conference, what about the TW logo? And he said he didn't want it anymore. Like, how do you not want that logo anymore? Out of all things, like, I don't like Tiger that much, but that logo was freaking awesome. That was a great logo.
And, like, it must have been some or like money or whatever that he couldn't have it, because that logo, when we were kids, like that Tiger logo for like those we had for like Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
I forget
what brand it was, but that was better than what Tiger has. It is just disappointing. I mean, like, Tiger should have like a very classic look to him. Yeah. I mean, I feel like, you know, he's kind of just, you know, an older dork almost. So like, I wouldn't want him to be like too flashy with things, but this is just like, Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I felt bad.
I can only imagine what it's going to be like for Masters weekend, what he's going to be wearing. Obviously, the Sunday red, but to see what Thursday, Friday, Saturday is going to be interesting.
Is it Friday green?
Yeah, right.
Thursday brown, like, terrible.
We'll have to wait and see. I mean, we'll have to get Tom's take on that next week, too, as well. I'm assuming he will not be jumping out at all. I thought maybe he'd give us, like, a quick little surprise jump in, but it doesn't look that way. So the next topic we're supposed to be talking about is to see how Tom's round one went. I know he was a little nervous because his connecting flight, I think, got delayed, and he was worried about not getting the clubs. But we haven't heard anything, so obviously we'll have to wait till next week to see where that happens. So let's just jump into the buy sell segment. What'd you like? What didn't you like this week? What do you got for us, Vince?
You know what? I was all set to sell today, which I feel like I don't do a lot of selling. I was in Costco today, which is like the wrong day to go. It was actually around like about 5 o'clock. And people are just like lost in there, like standing in the middle of the aisle, like looking at things, like, you know, hovering around the samples, not grabbing and going. And this one guy, he was like, they had this beef. It was like a custom beef jerky thing that was set up close to like where the nutrition stuff is and then the self-serve one. And there's this lady behind me and I was kind of like, yeah, is this guy in line? And I asked him, like, are you in line, sir? And he was like, I don't know what to do here. I'm just waiting for one of these things to open. And he's like probably about 10 feet between him and like where the lines, like a big gap there. I'm like, well, you know, just move up a little bit and then we're going to get behind you. And then we will, you know, you'll get the next one. I'll get the next one. This lady's like, okay, good. Because she was like getting a little bit mad with this guy just like wandering around. And then when it was his turn, he had like a decent sized cart. His wife came with another huge cart of stuff. And they start ringing up all of these things in the self-serve. And then I got to the one that was just next to him. And he's like ringing up all these things, running out of room. He's like, oh, this was a bad idea, I think. I'm like, oh, no, you're good. Just keep on going. Like, he had no clue. Like, first time there probably. But I'm buying. When we got home, Robert, I bought two things, the Costco chicken wings. I forgot how good those things are. And I was a little bit salty about my trip to Costco today, the way the amateurs were acting, but those wings were outstanding. The boys and I polished off both of the trays. I mean, it was a free for all. Those are good wings and cheap.
Nice. I've had those before. They're pretty good. The drumsticks are amazing. I mean, you can't go wrong. Yeah,
putting like the drumsticks in his mouth and like sucking them out. Like watching him eat is like, he's just a slob. And like I don't know if he's gonna find someone to like marry him and like take care of him.
He's gonna be married to the outdoors.
Yeah, right.
All right, well, obviously it's not a CGT podcast without a Costco call out from Vince, so there we go. I like that buy. I am also buying, and I'm also buying Costco.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, we're going two for two. So I was in there Thursday night. I saw your jerky guy there, by the way. Old Chuck Wagon told me to try some pizza from there, to grab some pizza. So I got, I think it's called the Motor City Detroit Pizza. It's the Detroit style pizza in the box pan. I got the yes, double, sir. The black box, the double pepperoni.
Yes.
Made that last night before the whole puking debacle. My God, it is amazing pizza. Like, I wouldn't share it with the kids. It was great. It was freaking great. So if
you remember when I had my like birthday and we did like the Costco eat-in meal, that was the pizza that we had. Yeah, it is a very good pie. It's a good pizza.
And it's like, he's like, Chuck Wagon's like, make sure you follow the directions. Follow them. Do what they say. Let it sit for 5 minutes. And he was right. Freaking great. Like, so easy. Comes in a pan already. Just drop it in there. I'm like, I'm never getting loose again. I think I'm just going to go buy this box of pizza for, what is it, $18 for two pizzas?
I know.
And it was funny because Jeremy at work too, he got the cheese pizza, one of it for the Super Bowl. And he said he got a couple of those and those are the first things gone. So I'm going to have to try the cheese one next week.
Now the cheese is more of like a cheesy bread type of
thing. Yeah, I compare it to
like thin slices. Yes, but it's very good.
I'm going to compare it to the people that went to Eastern Chubby Sticks. Good buy segment. I like it. I'm curious to see if
can't beat it.
No, 2 for 2 for Costco. See what Tom has to say next week. All right, so we'll jump into my top three. And I picked out this before even the whole Jordan Spieth debacle last night anyways. I want to know what your top three rules you would like to change in the game of golf.
And when I saw this and I saw what happened to Spieth, I'm like, do you have some sort of like premonition at nighttime that you know this was going to work out? So here are mine. In the three hole, Tom will be proud that I've said three hole to begin with. When you hit a spread of a ball down the fairway and your ball lands in a divot, playing it as it lies is the number three. I mean, I've seen people hit the ball way the hell out there, but yeah, so I want to take away that rule that took away stymies.
Is that your number two?
And my number one is the 14 club rule. I've had so many clubs over the years that I like just want, and even clubs that I had just for like certain holes at certain golf courses. I had a 9-wood for a Pawpaw Lake golf course that it was outstanding for hole. It was hole one's like 190-yard par three. And usually my irons were just like not flighted well enough to land on and stick. But this 9-wood, I could gauge with like a 3/4 swing, full swing. It was perfect for that. It was perfect for 8, a little bit shorter, like a 180 par 3. And then I could really step on it for 11 and have it go like the 215 that I needed, straight uphill. It would land soft. I just had, you know, like I put a couple putters in there. I've had some 4-woods I've liked. I probably have like a big driver in there, have my mini driver and, you know, multiple wedges. I probably have like 25 clubs in the bag that I just loved over the years.
All right. Just to reiterate, you're going to take away the ball in the divot. You're going to bring back the stymie and you're going to, you want more clubs in the bag, correct?
As many clubs as you can carry. If you can carry the bag, you can have as many clubs as you want.
All right. I love it. All right. So I kind of have the same in the three hole, the pace of play. Right now, you're supposed to get 40 seconds. Let's bring that down to 30 seconds. We all play with those guys that like to take their sweet time, think they're Sergio Garcia or anything like that. And I understand we're out there to have a good time, but I'm also not there to stand and watch you do your 2-minute routine to hit your ball short of the hole. So that's my number three hole right there.
Amen, brother.
My number two is going to be the same thing. Relief from the ball resting in a divot. I think that's just dumb, like completely stupid. And then my number one is
it only happens. You kind of broke up there and like, it may happen like once or twice a year, but like when it does, you're like, I just pured this ball and I'm in the divot or I'm in the sand thing. Like it's
Yeah. I would have to agree with you. And then I'm actually shocked because I was pretty impressed with myself coming up with this one because I was thinking about the greatest game ever played. But my number one is bring back the stymie rule as well. I would love to see that. Think about like when we do our pawpaw cups or any of the tournaments we have that we play. I would love to see that. People would buckle under pressure. Greenskeepers would probably hate it because of chipping and how people suck. But bring back the stymie. I want that back.
Right. See, now that would lengthen your round a little bit around the greens. That's why you got to buckle it in, tighten it up on the tee box in the fairway so you could do that. Oh, yeah, that would be – we should have like
– a stymie tournament.
A stymie day,
Yes. We're going to have a stymie tournament. All right. Well, that wraps up another great episode. Don't forget, we are at the golf show this upcoming week. I believe we're booth 620. Me, Vince, and Tom will be out there. Tom and myself Friday, Vince with us Saturday and Sunday. Come out, say hi. Let's talk a little golf, talk a little shop, see what's going on for the 2024 season. Maybe get yourself a new club behind us from Maple. You never know. Don't have to tell the wife. We won't tell. We'll keep it on a down low. But for another great episode without Tom. Hopefully we held up to his end. We'll see you in the fairway, Vince.
See you in the fairway, Robert.